and welcome to Zoo Radio Podcast. My name is Tessie Scavone. Recently, my favorite semester of college came to an abrupt end. I was heartbroken once I got the emails, read the messages from my resident advisor, and heard the news that I would have to go home from college 2 months early. Not because I do not love my parents or my brother, but because I was just looking forward to all that was to come in this semester. Even though it was difficult, I came to the realization that I had to go home. I had to leave my cozy mod, my friends, teammates, and the life that I valued in Azusa for everyone's health and safety. Let me tell you, it was not easy, but it was the wisest decision. It was a difficult transition at first because even though I physically left APU, my heart and mind were still there. During my 5.5-hour drive home, I pondered what life with my family in quarantine would look like. In the back of my head, I knew I needed structure because that was one thing that I loved so much about my time at school. I would spend my days going to class, practice, hanging out with friends, and every day was pretty routine. I did not realize how hard getting into a new routine at home would be. Everything that created structure in my life had been stripped away, along with everything that made up the lives of those around me. APU was gracious enough to put our classes on pause so that we were able to get comfortable in our new living situations. Once classes started to pick back up, I found myself spending my entire day in my room. I would do everything from the comfort of my bed, from endless hours of doing homework to reading my Bible. This is dangerous, but I thought, hey, I don't have a desk. My parents are downstairs on their own Zoom calls for work. My bed is really my only option. While doing my schoolwork in bed, I would doze off, get distracted by my phone, start flipping through my high school yearbook, get lost on YouTube, you know the drill. I knew that I was not bettering myself in any way. I was allowing myself to slip into the mindset that staying cooped up in my room and isolated from my family was how I wanted to spend these days in quarantine. When I started to look back and think about the life that I had cultivated at APU, it made me sad because I so badly wish I could just snap my fingers and go back to that. Those days were packed, but they were filled with purpose and fruitfulness. It was when my mom read me a C.S. Lewis quote from 78 years ago. She wrote this in 1942 that made me realize what was wrong. I was not being a light or contributing to the unity of my family. The quote reads, "Satan, I will cause anxiety, fear, and panic. I will shut down businesses, schools, places of worship, and sport events. I will cause financial turmoil." And then Jesus in response, "I will bring together neighbors, restore the family unit. I will bring dinner back to the kitchen. I will help people slow down their lives and appreciate what really matters. I will teach my children to rely on me and not the world. I will teach my children to trust me and not their money and material resources." It was then that I realized as a follower of Christ, I was not doing my part. I wasn't being present with my family, checking in on them, and showing Jesus to them through this troubling time. It was time I reevaluated my life during this pandemic and get my priorities straight. In the future, I hope to one day graduate from college, start working, and live on my own. It registered with me that I may be approaching the last couple of years living under the same roof as my parents and my brother, and so I must cherish this time. When life is static, it is easy to sit around and ponder what could be. But instead, I decided to make myself a schedule and to find that routine that I had craved. This would include the activities I wanted to do in a day, such as setting a time to get outside, playing games with my mom and dad, watching a movie with my brother, and still being diligent in getting my homework done. If I can accomplish all that I do in a day at school, I can be better with how I spend my time at home. During quarantine, this has made me realize that we make time for the things we value. In order to show my family how much they mean to me and to allow the Holy Spirit to move in my family, I must create time for them. One thing I want us all to hear is that we can show ourselves grace as we navigate this new season of life. When our days are a blank slate, we get to choose how we live them out. This may look different for each person, but finding a daily routine can allow for a sense of normalcy in our lives and redirect our focus. This podcast was brought to you by Tessie Scavone and music provided by audioblocks.com. Thank you for tuning into the Zoo Radio Podcast. We'll catch you later.